It says, here, we start with a statement. There is a striking distinction between the candidates' use of donors' money to accomplish this campaign. And then it says, the APOC report reveals that Representative Christ Hawkins, almost lost my mic there, consultants have been paid over $17,000. Please explain why this use of donors' funds is necessary. Or you could just say, and speak in general about this type of use of campaign funds, because Stephen, you go first.
I don't know how to answer that. As far as paying consultants, as far as doing, I guess this question is coming from the newspaper the other day, and I read that too, that Christ Hawkins' campaign, 76% of the money that's raised here has gone to consultants. I don't know who that is. And I get criticized as being a cheap Norwegian, I guess. I don't know, but I'm not paying. I have volunteers. I have people that are working incredibly hard. They have jobs. They take a lot out of their personal time. Nobody's on a payroll on this campaign. And as far as me, we just keep plugging forward and moving it along. So no, there's no consultants, and every dollar that we're bringing in this campaign is being spent as appropriately as possible. That's best I can answer it.
I think this question might have been directed towards me. So first, a factual note, Dan, and also as far as the Sentinel article, I think that $16,000 figure is relative to the last reporting period. So our campaign's raised, I think, $50,000, give or take, so far. So the $16,000 is the fraction of the $50,000 total. And the consultants are Barrett and Caroline, the smiling young women in the corner of the room. They're my campaign managers. And so although a consultant is a fancy term, and I love to call them consultants, and they help me stay on the right track, we try to run a grassroots-oriented campaign, and that involves organizing volunteers, keeping me on track, writing letters, getting media, designing media, advertisements, mailers, all the trappings of a political campaign. This is not news. Nearly every campaign in Alaska, nearly every legislative campaign in Alaska has a campaign manager. You pay your campaign manager. So in the last ABOC reporting period, I paid my campaign managers, fortunately, and that's what was reported. And they, I think they each make $2,000 a month, which, considering the previous question about minimum wage, would be something to think about. But they also put in their heart and soul into the campaign as well, which I'm very grateful for, which is priceless.
All right.